Delegates are more important than votes when it comes to Georgia's role in the Republican presidential race. That was clear this weekend at the state's 14 congressional district conventions. Donald Trump won the most votes in the primary, but not the majority. The question of delegates after he dropped out. Ted Cruz appears to be the beneficiary in Georgia. Johnny Kaufman reports.
I saw it. There it is. That's me.
Cindy, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Thank you. John Dean. Hopefully not the real one.
At the Metropolitan Club in Alpharetta, Republican volunteers are passing out little pink slips of paper to 200 or so party members. They'll hold the slips in the air when they vote for the three people they'll send to the national convention this July. The 6th District includes North DeKalb, North Fulton, and part of Cobb County.
6th District, let me hear from you.
District Party Chair Michael Fitzgerald opened the weekend's convention.
Tell you what, if you think this isn't an important convention, I'll tell you, I've heard from every news media outlet that there is to know. And I'm not talking about local, I'm talking about New York Times, Washington Post.
They're calling Fitzgerald
CNN,
because the race is
ABC,
so close. And the three district delegates could vote as they please after the first ballot at the national convention.
Every one of those votes are going to mean a lot, and they're going to mean a lot to each of the candidates.
Randy Evans is a Republican National Committee man from Georgia.
Usually we have a presumptive nominee, and the identity of the delegates themselves really don't matter because the state law mandates who they have to vote for.
In the case of the more moderate Republican 6th District, the mandate from primary voters is two delegates for Marco Rubio and one for Donald Trump. But since Rubio dropped out, it's not clear what will happen to those two votes at the national convention. Even Evans isn't sure what will happen in the first round.
Here, where you have the possibility of either an important rules change or the possibility of a second or third ballot where they be unbound, then it's really important who they...
The question at the 6th District Convention was this. Who will you vote for on later ballots if no candidate is the outright winner in round one?
I would vote for Ted Cruz.
Donna Rowe is one of the delegates who won the pink slip vote convention. She's not sure yet, though, who she has to vote for in the first round, because she's filling one of two delegate slots that Rubio won in the primary. But Rowe says if Trump is way ahead in delegates by July, it would be hard for her to stick with Cruz.
I think that pretty much tells you what the country wants you to do, doesn't it? It pretty much tells you.
She has that choice, at least on the later ballots. Bruce Lavelle from the 6th District is also headed to the national convention. He's required to vote for Trump on the first ballot, and he's committed all the way.
I'm with him to the end. Until he says I'm done, then I go, then I move on.
Lavelle, an African-American man, says whoever gets the most votes in the primary should be the nominee.
I'm real sensitive about the people's vote. You know, my very own uncle got his truck torched in 1950 just for trying to get poor black farmers just to teach them to vote. Not like they're trying to form some level of coup over the United States, but just to vote.
Trump says party operatives have rigged the system and they're rejecting the decisions of voters. Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson questions that point of view.
Now that the rules are being applied and some people don't like the way they're being applied, they want to change them. But I don't think it would be right to change the rules in midstream. You wouldn't do that in a baseball game or a football game or a basketball game. You shouldn't do it in politics.
But from Lavelle's perspective, Trump's attacks on the party system are inspiring.
This is where this new euphoria of Trumpism is coming in. He's tapped into the source of the lost and the ones who didn't have a representative that would speak the truth. So that's kind of like intoxicating, you know, if you might say.
Lavelle says the best way to change the party is to get more people involved. If the party seems different now, he says, just wait until the next election cycle. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News.